Jessica Condit writing in Engadget had an excellent piece about suicide in the gaming community, and specifically the game journalism community. The story was surrounded Take This, which is a blog that was started by two editors who'd worked with Matt Hughes, who was a game journalist who committed suicide in 2012. It's a really important read. I highly recommend it. One sentence that struck me that I wanted to ask you, Georgia, about, it says that research shows that the more educated or technically sophisticated a person is, the less likely they are to seek help for mental issues. Can you talk a little bit about this?
Yeah, it's really quite sad, but I think that if you feel that you're really intelligent, we have this bias that happened from in the 60s and 70s that if you were smart enough, you wouldn't feel sad and you wouldn't get stressed and you wouldn't be depressed. And we had demonized mental illness for a really long time. And so we didn't understand how normal it is. It could happen to absolutely anyone. It doesn't mean that you're smarter or stronger. It wouldn't happen to you. And that's not the case. So a lot of people that, know that they're exceptionally intelligent may say, you know what, but I don't want the judgment or the stigma that's going to go along. And so they don't seek help. And unfortunately, if my car breaks down, the best person for me to bring it to, because I have zero knowledge in fixing a car, is a mechanic. And, if sometimes we need help as well, and if I'm sick, I would go to a doctor. And we need to start speaking about it. And that's why Take This is so wonderful, because it opens up the conversation to say, you know what? One is, this happens, could happen to anyone. There's nothing wrong with you if you deal with this. And we can talk about it, and there's support. And I think that that's the beautiful thing that comes out with having sites start to say, you know what, let's open a conversation. Let's have a safe space where no one feels stigmatized, because we never used to talk about this. People that are dealing with different issues in mental illness, and there are so many of them, and it happens so often to anyone that, people are like, you know what, this is something that we shouldn't keep hidden anymore.
So do you think to some extent that do-it-yourself attitude that a lot of tech people have, they think of that the same way as their own brain or their own mental health? Like, well, I I'm playing a game, I'm going to figure it out. We think of gamers as, I'm going to, we'll keep working at this till I figure it out myself. Is that what's going on, do you think, when people aren't seeking help for mental health issues?
I think that for people that deal in technology, we do have a greater propensity to anxiety and depression. And I think that it's a many faceted issue as to why that is the case. I think that one is that often people that are avoidant to certain issues will play a video game or just work on their coding. And so they kind of are able to avoid that for a certain amount of time. And then, after a while, if you're dealing something, you're just kind of, it's one drop in a bucket until you are highly overwhelmed. And then you need serious help, but then it's so much more difficult to climb out of the bucket. And so I think that that's one of the pieces to it, more than just the feeling that, because they're good at other things, they should be good at this. But that's another play at it as well.
So do you think gaming, I know you're also a gamer, do you think gaming mm-hmm. can be a good therapy for someone who's suffering from mental illness, alongside getting professional help?
It's many more facets, I think, than that. I don't think that there's any one use case. If you're dealing with anxiety and you're stressed out and you just need a break, I think that gaming can be wonderful for that. It's the time that you can take your own break. You're not going to be ruminating about the worries in the world. I think that if you are feeling excluded, isolated, and depressed, I think that gaming then can become a crutch. You're not going to reach out to people. You're not going to talk to someone else. And because the game will give you a feeling, so when you reach an achievement in a game, you get a sense of dopamine. That's that feeling of happiness, like, yay, I got that sword. Woohoo, I beat this person. But that will keep you sustained until you stop playing the game, and then you'll go back down the regular route, and you'll almost become dependent upon it. Plus, then we can talk about, which we'll be talking about later, but there's also a lot of maliciousness that happens in gaming, a lot of mean comments that could happen on a game, which could make you feel even more angry. And it's kind of a maladaptive technique for dealing with that. And so in some ways, gaming can be good. And in some ways, gaming can be bad, because you won't know to seek help until you're feeling really, really bad. And you don't want to have anything, even a video, to be your avoidance technique. And that's when I always say, if you have to game in order to get through the day, then we're probably dealing with a different issue.
Right. Well, I highly recommend this Engadget article. And like you said, it's really important to talk about this and, you know, not keep it a secret as we did for many generations.